it's Mark.
Hey, Mark, it's Scott. How are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you on those bank statements.
Okay. What do you need now?
Just need the 6 most recent months bank statements so we can get the file over to underwriting.
All right. Is that all you need?
I think so. Yeah. Oh, you know, one thing I'd add in here real quick, the location in Henderson, do you mortgage that or do you rent that?
I rent a space. It's a medical weight loss clinic.
Okay. And what's your, monthly rent for the space?
It depends. I pay you like 25% of what I bring in.
Okay.
So sometimes it's 1,000, sometimes it's 4,000. So.
Okay.
But I use their patients and all that stuff, so it's a pretty nice deal.
Oh yeah, it's nice to see you don't have to deal with maintaining your own facilities. I guess not a
staff.
Not kind of along the same lines of like somebody who's a barber or something like that doesn't want to run their own shop and they just rent the space at an existing shop.
Yep.
So I guess sort of a crude analogy.
See, I've been working with this doctor for like 8 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, right on. Cool, man. All right, so yeah, as soon as you're able to get the statements over to me, I'll be able to get the file submitted. When do you think you'll be able to get those in?
Probably shortly here. Probably the next couple hours, I'll be back at the office to do that.
Okay, cool. How was your how's everything in February? Because I know you were kind of using that machine, and you saw some increased business from being able to use the Fraktor machine, right?
Oh yeah.
Cool. So if that's if that reflected well on the bank statements with the increased revenue, then that's should be a good help with getting you good approval here.
And I'll put in my, probably a better reflection is my profit loss for that time period. Did I stick that in there?
I think, let me pull it up real quick, because I think it might have just been through January.
I do two different credit card terminals. Mm-hmm. The one that I sent you is one that I do with Shades on a mobile app, and then I do a Square, too.
So yeah,
maybe more than that, what I showed you.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks... from Calibri. So if you want any updated information for February, you've got
now,
as far
when
as
you,
like the
when
P&L.
You, when you get a loan, how do you end up paying back? Do you, do I just do a monthly payment plan for a specific time, or how does that work?
We have different options. We have monthly, we have weekly, and we have daily payments. Whatever seems like it's going to fit the business the best.
Monthly is definitely better for me because sometimes I do a week or two without, and boom, $15,000.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of your business in credit card transactions?
I do a lot of a lot of people paying cash too.
Okay. But would you say at least 25% of your transactions are credit cards?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can send over the 4 most recent merchant statements showing the credit card transactions, that'll give more options to get you a good program here.
Merchant. I'm not sure how I do that on my mobile phone. I do the Chase Mobile Tech.
Uh-huh.
On my phone, and then I do the Square. I have to figure out how to print that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'd imagine, I haven't personally used anything like that, but I imagine, however you'd view your account online, there's probably options to look, save the monthly transaction statements.
Okay, I'll look and see how I can do that.
Yeah. That'll give you more options over here if we're able to look at the merchant statements.
Okay.
All right, cool, Mark.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Uh-huh, take care.
I know.
Bye.